today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, salam. Welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. And during this episode, we're going to speak about how to talk to Allah. So be with us.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath, I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please leave you, is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so. I love you so.
What date is today? Today, Friday, is the 28th of Shawwal, 1444 of the Islamic lunar calendar, corresponding to the 29th of Ordibehesht, 1402 of the Islamic solar calendar, and the 19th of May, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Al Imran, verse 159, which we are listening to.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Fabima rahmatin minallahi linta lahum. Walau kunta faddan ghalidhal qalbi lanfaddu min hawlik. فَاعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ.
So by mercy from Allah, O Muhammad, you were lenient with them. And if you had been rude in speech and harsh in heart, they would have disbanded from about you. So pardon them and ask forgiveness for them and consult them in the matter. And when you have decided, then rely upon Allah. Indeed, Allah loves those who rely upon Him.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The content of the verse works as some general instructions, but the revelation of the verse is about the Battle of Uhud. The Muslims who had run away in the Battle of Uhud and were defeated were burning in the fire of regret, remorse, and sorrow. They gathered around the Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, and apologized. Then the Lord issued the command of their general pardon by this verse. Also, besides contemplation and consultation, do not forget to trust in Allah. Consultation and reliance in Allah are beloved with Him, whether we attain the aim or not.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? Doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
Today's a special, and in this episode we're going to speak about how to talk to Allah. One of the most profound experiences a person can go through is deep, meaningful, impactful conversation with another human being. It can sometimes be life-changing, but the idea of being able to have a conversation with the Creator, with Allah, is a wish that can seem like an impossible dream. The wish can be magnified in times of darkness, loss, difficulty, and great need. Leaving our hearts with an even more powerful longing to actually speak to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah spoke directly to many prophets, but one of the most famous examples is the conversation between Allah and Moses, peace be upon him. Every time the verses of Surah Taha are read, a new observation can be made on the depth and significance of that conversation between a human and his creator. The conversation can be studied endlessly. Its simplicity yet complexity, basic yet intricate, and so beautiful.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Does God really hear us? Today we are going to talk about this important question. Sometimes there are some brothers and sisters who usually say that to the extent that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and talk to Him, we are not receiving any answer from His side. We do it days and nights and we ask for some requests and demands that we have. I think briefly answering this doubt, I think we have to tell the respected brothers and sisters that the same status of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means that He has given us this chance and opportunity to talk to Him. That is, He's hearing us. That is, He has given us this chance. So it would be even what if He answers us so quickly and then we leave Him even quicker than that. So Allah wants us to be in touch with Him, not to disconnect with Him. So He wants us to be in this state of connection with Him. So well, when He says something and Allah's promise is quite true, when He says "Ad'uni, ad'uni astajib lakum," that is, all of your requests and demands are answered. It means that we have to trust this word, that we have to know that Allah's word is firm and it is 100% confirmed, and we have to be hopeful on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. So when He wants us to be more in touch with Him, sometimes based on the experience, He actually postpones answering one or some of these requests of ours. So let's have a positive and good faith in God and trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned in the hadith and narrations that no one had good faith in God unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dealt with him or her in the same way. So as far as we are in husn al-dhan, in good intention with Allah, the same way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. One of the acts of worship when we can't pray is serving our parents and family members. The Prophet said, "He who desires an increase in sustenance and his life to be prolonged should maintain good ties with his blood relations." Serving our parents and family members opens the floodgates to Allah's mercy and blessings. And like every other good deed, caring for our family's needs during is multiplied manyfold. Ask your family members if they need help running errands, setting up a doctor's appointment, or watching their children. Not only will helping them gain Allah's pleasure if done for His sake, but it will also strengthen your relationship.
ربي ذو الجلال والإكرام يا إلهي فاعف عني واهدني ولا تتركني.
Allah as the Creator communicates with His creation. This is the title of this part. He does so in various ways, most of which are unknown to men. He informs us through his revealed word, the Holy Quran. For example, that he communicates with the heavens, the earth, mountains, the fire, the hellfire, animals, and etc. Allah communicates with men through the Quran. He, Allah, conveys to him commands, prescriptions, a guidance, and an explanation of a great transcendent truth. He does virtually the same through the Sunnah, or the life pattern, of Prophet Muhammad and his Ahlul Bayt, which encompasses their teachings, their deeds, sayings, and silent permissions or disapprovals, for they did not speak out of his own desire. That which is conveyed to you is but a divine inspiration with which is being inspired, sent down to you. This concept can be found in chapter An-Najm, verses 3 to 4.
Allah talks about Dawood alayhi salam. Allah says, Innahu awwab. He was awwab. What does awwab mean? Awwab means the one who always returns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we do tawbah, when we say astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh, it means I'm returning back to God. I want Allah to purify me. I want Allah to cleanse my soul and my heart and remove my sins. Wa inni laghaffarun. لِمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنْ. You have to have faith in God. You have to believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving. وَآمَنْ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. And does good deeds. Change your lifestyle. Do good deeds. Be a person that does good. ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى. And also remains on the right path. Remains on the path of righteousness. This is how we can repent. This is how we could fix our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, what must I do so that Allah could forgive me? Some people, they come and they say, I don't feel that connection. I feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala probably is not happy with me. I feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala maybe doesn't want me. Maybe I'm not connected with Allah. And this, my dear brothers and sisters, is a healthy mindset to have. It's much better than the one who says, yes, God is forgiving me, I'm going to heaven. And no, we need to always have that hope and that yearning to turn to Allah.
That was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we meet you soon. And till then, fi amanillah.
They told me that I'm crazy. Who you praying for? Told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. 'Cause I'm a believer.